Y94.
It's Katy Perry with Unconditionally. Y94's the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. For the Playhouse, High Zero, Rap Maggie, 7:21 in the morning, 2 below. Ugh, outside in Fargo-Moorhead, a wind chill advisory that is in effect until noon on Saturday. Wind chills could reach 25 below zero today. Overnight tonight, 35 below zero. So wind chill advisory again in effect until noon on Saturday. Bitter, bitter, bitter cold. Make sure you dress up the kids accordingly this morning. It's just nasty. There is a couple in particular on the outskirts of town, not the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, but outside of town, there is a couple of closings, cancellations. You can see all of those, the whole list, online at Y94.com, and that is updated as we get them here at the studio, so you can always see it, Y94.com. Weather, cancellations, closings, early releases, all of that always posted there. Again, Fargo-Moorhead Metro area, you're good to go. Yeah. Yay, said the kids. Can't wait for school today. I'm going to just call you anonymous for this one, throw you in the voice changer, and we'll run through this one. What's going on?
Well, I feel awful even asking this because of the time of year, but I need a little guidance.
On what?
I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, so I'm going to be very careful about how I word this. But my husband and I have been arguing over the certain secret that kids learn as they grow up. We're at odds over when the appropriate age is for this to come up.
Oh, okay. How old is your son?
9.
And he has no clue about, you know, the secret in question. He doesn't know?
No. Which I think is great, and I'd love to keep that from him as long as possible. But my husband, on the other hand, he's thinking that we should have that he should have found out at least a year ago. And he wants to sit him down and explain it to him. And I think the appropriate thing to do is just to leave him in the dark as long as possible.
So what are you kind of looking for? Like, do you have a question for everybody, or?
Yeah, I guess I have two questions. First, what is the age you'd expect a kid to know? And the second is, should we tell him, or should we let him find out on his own?
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing as gingerly as possible, because I don't, like you, I don't want to be the one responsible for outing anything. But there is a certain thing that would only have relevance for a very small portion of the calendar, and you were discussing that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what other people think. You're wondering age, and then if they should find out for their own.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope, we got it. We got it. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on it, just because of what it is, and I do promise for anybody that is concerned, I think that we can dance around it and keep anyone that needs to be in the dark, so don't worry about that. We're just fine. So, the secret. That secret. You're an adult and you're really like, what's the secret? Just text us and we will inform you somehow. Do you tell them or do you let them find out on their own? And at what age do you think it's maybe odd they don't know the secret? Now, their kid's 9. I know I knew by then. I think I was probably about 7.
I was going to say 7 or 8.
6
I think
or 7. Yeah. You were 7 or 8?
7 or 8.
When were you?
I want to say probably around that same range.
I think it's harder now just with the internet and TV and movies and like even movies that are made for families don't do, I think, a very good job. I feel like they out it all the time. I don't think it's like the well-kept secret anymore that maybe it used to be. When should they know the secret and do you tell them or do they find it out for their own? 237 hits, or you could text 35270.
Everybody wake up!
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake up, people!
Y94.
I'm not sure I've ever been more horrified of a topic.
I know, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
We will be very we'll be very delicate and careful with it. For a different reason than usual. Y94 is the number one hit music station with Playhouse, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. So a mother of a 9-year-old has a question, and she brings up a certain secret. This secret only has relevance for a short time every single year. Now, this secret, she has a couple of questions about it. First of all, what age do you think that a child should know the secret? And should you bring it up, or should they bring it up? You just let it run rampant in their imagination, or do you at some point bring it up? Now, 9, I know I knew by 9, personally.
Maggie, you said about 7, 8.
I was going to say 7, 8, yeah.
You probably knew. I think I might have been as early as 6 or 7, probably. Mm-hmm. And then, Rat, what did you say again?
I was around that same age, but I walked into a room I wasn't supposed to late at night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so if you are completely oblivious and you're really like, I want to know, I'm an adult and I'm so confused, if you text 35270, Rat has, I think, been informing. 237, it's, you can text 35270. Your thoughts on The Secret, hi.
I knew when I was about 6, but we kept the magic alive in my house. I have a bunch of younger brothers, and I mean, they found out on their own. I found out on my own. It's best just to leave it, to find out on their own. I kids will feel a little mad at the parents for not telling them, mm-hmm. but it's still such a great thing to watch and see how their eyes light up.
You know, and I agree with you on, yes. on one thing you mentioned as well, the idea of then being able to be part of it. Because I have a younger sister, and that was a lot of fun for me. Like, feeling like you feel
you're
aged all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, wow, it's like I have a secret mission, and I'm in on this. And what a cool adventure. Now, Matt, you want nothing to do with the text? You're too scared?
I don't want to. No, I can't.
Maggie doesn't want to
I don't want to do it.
You don't have confidence that you can do the dance?
I don't want to ruin
it, yes. Rat, do you feel that you can do the dance and get a few of those text messages?
Let's try here. See, I'll do some editing so people listening hopefully mm-hmm. understand. My husband just told our 10-year-old we hated to do it, but we didn't want kids to make fun of him. His response was, "Does mom know?" I told my son at age 12 he knew, or at least figured, but I'll stop there.
Okay. Yep.
I say keep them in the dark. Let them find out on his own. I was never mad when I slowly figured it out. Don't force him to grow up.
Yeah, certainly if, as you weigh in, whether it's phone or text or it's on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page as well, do be careful if you could, because we don't want to be responsible for anything. Hi there.
I think he should find out on his own. In my household, if you don't believe, you don't get.
Mm-hmm. So you are a supporter of the find out on their own.
I like
own.
That.
A couple of questions. Thank you for the phone call, by the way. Wants to know what age she thinks it's maybe a little bit strange they aren't aware of the secret. And then do you bring it up or do they bring it up? Now, which way do you want to go about that? Do you want to wait for them to bring it up, or do you want to be at some point, hey, just so you know, here's this information for you. Now, I know I brought it up to my family, and my dad tells the story all the time, because I don't know if it was preschool or kindergarten or what it was, but I came home and I said, Dad, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
So I heard some things on the school bus. And I know you won't lie to me. And that's how I started the story. And once a kid says something like, I know you won't lie to me, he can't lie.
Right, exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I just flat out asked, and they had to say.
That was the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
Both my sister and I came home and
well,
in
yeah,
tears.
You got the identical
yes.
twin sister. So they had to destroy it for two.
Yes.
For the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts, hi.
Well, my belief is if you out it, it's going to crush the children. On the other hand, if they come to you and say, is it true? And you ask them, what do you think? Then you know exactly how to play the game.
Sure. Okay. So
that
again,
makes sense.
I think everybody's saying let them bring it up, because you don't want to end something like that for somebody earlier than you need to, right? Because it is so fun. And if then you would regret that later when, because it would be sad to let them bring it up, because
right.
it's so crushing. Rat, do you have a couple of texts you want to attempt?
Let's try a few. I found out on my own. I have a 10-year-old who asked me about it, and my response is, what do you think? I was about age 8 when I found out on my own. I would say have the talk at that age. If you let them find out on their own, bad things could happen. Don't let them find out by being embarrassed by their friends. Tell him before he does find out on his own. Also, somebody said, your husband sounds like a Christmas party pooper.
Okay, so for you, Anonymous, I would say easily 4 out of 5 people are saying, why don't you let him bring it up? I think there probably is an age where the embarrassment potential does start to outweigh the magic.
Yes.
And you said 9.
10.
God, I gotta start thinking 10, 11.
Yeah.
You could really, just the embarrassment alone would be bad. So I think you're at that edge where maybe you might want to say something soon, next year or two, if it doesn't come up. But most people seem to think that you should let kids find out on their own.
There's a lot of people pointing out, too, that he probably already knows. He's just humoring the parents or as well using the system to get more.
Sure. I think it's covered. We'll call it good and move on. I think we solved the problem, but it's one that's hard enough to dance around. I'd just as well move on. We'll do the fray of Love, Don't Die. Hit music new and now in a couple of minutes.
Playhouse in the morning. So wake me up. Yeah. We wake up. Wake up. You gotta get up. Y94.